thank you so much for coming to my session. And for this specific session, I want to talk about five interesting digital trends and how that will impact the marketing. So because we are talking about trends, right, so you really don't have to take any notes. Just think about it and try to connect the dots between what I'm going to share with you and also how would that impact your daily jobs or possibly the job that you want to seek in the future. Obviously, marketing has gone through some subtle changes under our noses in the past 10 years. And this is how we found Other Half a while back. It's about face-to-face communication. This was a while back, too. We placed an ad, Group Wanted. And this is how the next generation is going to find their half. Okay? By the way, I think it's very efficient. This is how we read. This is how we read in the 80s when the PC took off and literally become a phenomenon. And this is how next generation read. From their perspective, everything should be touchable, right? Because their first device is not a book, it's really a tablet. So that's the way how they read. And this is how we do research. This is how we are doing search. What about next generation?
Alexa, where do babies come from?
I think they come from the stork.
That's incorrect. Alexa, where do babies come from?
I think they come from the stork.
No!
Alexa, where do babies come from?
That's a question for mommy or daddy.
Now you're gonna answer the damn question. Alexa.
So ever since they actually fixed the responses. So with that being said, voice is how people are going to search moving forward. So with that being said, let's talk about the impact of voice in marketing. And the way I'm gonna talk about the impact, I want to talk about the impact for marketers and also impact for agencies and the media companies, right? We are in the city, so I'm pretty sure a lot of you are clients, but some of you are actually on the media side and also on the agency side. With that being said, when we're talking about search, there are obviously two major players, right? The Google versus Amazon. And obviously now we can actually buy their devices. Who actually have Google Home, okay? Who actually have Alexa? Okay, well right there, you can tell the market segment share who actually have a bigger market segment share. Let's assume their business model, and I'm gonna talk about business model for a second, that say Google really want to push the voice recognition for everybody, to scale it to every single household. What they can really do is they can price it at very low price and almost free. Give that to actually everybody. The device is actually free. Yet, how are they gonna make money? They're gonna make money actually by monetize the voice recognition. So the way that they're gonna do it, imagine this. Hey Google, can you tell me the address of P.F. Chang? And Google is gonna tell me that address. But immediately, Google might say, you know what, are you looking for having dinner? Okay, if you do, here might be another option for you with a coupon in this restaurant. So who is gonna pay for that? The clients, right? So clients can actually buy voice search just like they buy keywords. Whenever we are asking the question, instead of just giving us a direct response, which is good, but there's other responses that can come with it as a part of voice search. Can I offer you something? Can I give you a promo code? Company is offering this promotion, can you look into it? So if that's the case and that's how Google and Amazon going to monetize the voice, how does that impact us? So everyone is fully aware of SEO and SEM. Moving forward, the next generation of it, it's VSO and the VSM, right? You can see that coming miles away. So how does that impact marketers? That's another channel we have to manage. Really, I'm not kidding. In addition to search, in addition to pay media, in addition to pay search, or pay social, that's another channel that we have to manage. And another thing that we need to think about, if that's the trend, should we start looking into creating audio-centric content? Okay, just to prep for the future. If you are building a personal brand, if this is something that you should look into it, all right. Another one, that will require more resources, more skill set, and also more budget. This is something for the management. If this is something that's another paid media effort that we have to do, what kind of skill set, what kind of resources, and also what kind of budget is required to get it done. Another thing that we have to look into it is the conversions. If the platform is set up in that way, and that the voice recognition is responding to us, and we are responding to them, immediately they gave us a promo code, and we used the promo code to actually go to that restaurant. That result happens real time, can actually track it. So you can actually track the real conversion. The only challenge is that it's actually on someone else's platform. You probably will not be able to see it real time. So how does that impact agencies and also media companies? Great, that's another opportunities that they can leverage, another revenues that they can generate as a part of media, pay media package. And again, it also requires new skill sets because remember, I don't know if anybody's doing a pay search, right? If you're working on the Google pay search and use Google Search Console, there's a certain skill set that's required that you need to understand how to optimize your search by. That same analogy applies. So you will actually learn how to actually optimize the voice recognition. That's actually a great news for marketers like you, because that's additional skill set, additional growth area, and marketing is still here to stay. Another thing I want to share with you, same thing, the platform that share conversion in real time, it's very, very difficult to actually optimize because that's not necessarily the platform that the media agencies are using. Very likely it's going to reside in the Google and also Amazon. But how do you get that real-time information to actually share with everybody else? So that's the voice impact. That lamp actually went on sale this year. So literally you buy the lamp and then you can just put your phone on the top and all of a sudden you will charge it. Okay, and by the way, it's not expensive. That and here, I am not kidding. This is news, serious. So the salt shaker that we have, smart, okay? And this is the one that actually attached with Bluetooth. That you can stream music, it will change the lighting to entertain your dinner at dinner parties. Obviously, it's connected to Amazon. You were like, seriously, Pam? Yes, I'm serious. Tesla actually have more than 100 million codes in the cars, right? The cars, hopefully they're gonna come up with $35,000 version of it. I know a lot of people are waiting to buy that. But the hardware and also software of it to actually manage that car in a way that it's autopilot, not necessarily 100% autopilot yet, but it's very intuitive and to create that driving experience, 100 million codes, pipes. Those are dumb pipes. But imagine the salt shaker I'm sharing with you can add sensors so you can actually stream music and also change light. Can you imagine what other things you can add it to a dumb pipe like this and to make it smart? You can actually add sensor to it. They can start testing and also monitor the erosion of the metal, right? You can also add a sensor to actually test it where it's leaking. So for a lot of pipes like in the city underground or even for the oil pipe, there are ways you can actually make it smart, right? This has a huge impact for marketing. That means eventually everything is connected. When I say everything is connected, it's not my phone connected to your phone. Your tablet is connected to mine. I'm talking about everything is connected. And let me give you a couple more examples. Imagine all the chairs that you are sitting right now, there's a sensor on the back, okay? And there's a monitor outside that can track the sensor where the seats are taken. And you can actually see from outside in terms of how many people are here, right? So if they actually reach the maximum capacity, the whoever is guarding the door and basically say, you know what, sorry, the room is full. So you will not violate the safety or fire hazard. That is the essence of the 15 million devices will be connected in the future. So the phone connection is one of them, right? Your alarm connected to phone is a natural next phase. But the phase after that, everything is connected. Anything that you can see, you can touch, can be connected. So again, that have a huge impact in marketing. But before I talk about that, I also want to touch on some of the SaaS product. Loom is actually a great tool. If you are doing a lot of customer support and then you have to do a video recording of yourself and answering someone else's question and look at a monitor, your monitor at the same time, that you can do a lot of self video recording, Loom is actually a very, very good tool to use. I don't know if anybody using Loom. Okay. But try it out, it's actually good. By the way, I'm not affiliated with them. But I use their tools. Actually, I found it very, very nice. The things that impress me the most is how they do the design, right? When you come here, when you come to their website, they added onboarding on their website. They basically listed 7 things you have to do to get yourself on board. Very clear, very critical, and very nice. You say, okay, these are the 3-7 things I need to do. Once I do that, I know how to use this tool. Onboarding as a part of product. This is BuzzSumo. Does anybody use BuzzSumo? Actually, great, fantastic. I love that. In a way, it's a SaaS platform, but they build a lot of stuff into their SaaS platform, into their platform. Trainings, literally, you know, when you go in there, the first time you are using it, you don't have to like go to click on help. They literally have something built into it and tell you where are the major features, and you get the sense of it within 30 seconds. The training is built into the product. This is Norton Utility. I actually have it on my computer, right? So when I click on Norton Utility just to check and make sure that there's no malware on my computers, but there's a lot of things that's added. They will check and say, hey, you are protected. Great, but there's a message right there. And when I click on that, this is their real-time marketing communication. Remember the Equinox disaster? 149 million of the contacts information were breached. Immediately, they pushed a message out and basically said, hey, look, understand that this is a huge issue. Can you check out our products? There's a way that we can protect you. It's an opportunity that built into the product for cross-sales and also upsales. So all the things I'm sharing with you have a certain impact. All of a sudden, a lot of time, if you work on the messaging, the product messaging, the user benefit, you try to actually share that on the social media, great. But some of the messaging can actually build into the products. At the same time, the social media plugins also can be part of the user interface. Can you imagine moving forward? That way that you're going to communicate with your team or even with your audience is not necessarily on social media platform. It can be the smart devices that your company built. Another thing I want to share with you is obviously design needs to be intuitive and simple. And the marketing is a part of the software and the product development moving forward. So moving forward, if your company is making boring products, rubber, you know, industrial boots. I was talking to Amanda, I don't think she's here. Or microprocessors, the company I work for. It's not very interesting. But any of those products can be a smart product, depending on how you build it. How does that impact agencies? Obviously, for agency, they need to understand all the devices will be connected. And the direct marketing type of efforts or direct marketing communications may compete, I'm just saying may, compete with existing media properties. Okay, if they buy it from you, but they also can communicate something similar through their user interface on their smart devices. And another thing is media outlet may grow, right? When I say media outlet, it's media properties. All of a sudden, the user interfaces or the pages for your products, can that page be sold as one of the media outlets? Again, something to think about. So, with that being said, I want to share three examples. Okay. This is what Coke did in 2011.
Last September, in the dead of night, the world's most iconic brand did the unthinkable. 150 of Australia's most popular names appeared on millions of bottles of Coke. Why? Because in the previous month alone, 50% of teens and young adults hadn't even tasted a Coke. We had to reconnect with Australia, so we decided to get personal and invited Australians all over to share a Coke.
Share a Coke with Kate, or Mel, or Dave, or Jay.
That's 2011. 2012, Nike did this, okay? And this is something my son did every single year after this website launched. He turned 18, but every single year, a week before his birthday, he will order something from Nike ID. Nike ID is a site that you can go and you can actually build your own shoes. And you can select the materials. Let's get started. You can select your shoes, the size, the design. You started with the color. You can even add additional innovations to it. So in the past 4 years, my son, for his own birthday, without talking to me, of course I pay for it, and just come here and buy a pair of shoes. He customized, he designed, and then he say happy birthday to me, well, to himself. And the average price is actually not cheap. I paid about $110 and $120. But it's customization. This is what Gatorade did in 2016.
The future of Gatorade products is all about customization. Gatorade used its Fuel app to show off what it's working on right now. They're testing a sweat patch that you apply to your skin, and it figures out what you need in terms of calories and electrolytes. Then Gatorade uses that information, which is communicated digitally, to create specialized Gatorade just for you. It has everything you need in it to keep you hydrated and increase your performance while you're working out. Then it's going to ship those pods to you, and you just put them in the smart cap, which attaches to your bottle. The cap will even light up when it knows you need to drink more. All of this technology is still in testing right now, but hopefully it'll be available soon, because I actually can't wait to try it.
They are tested with athletes, especially football players. When I say football player, it is actually like a real football players outside the U.S. I'm kidding, soccer players. So with that being said, have you noticed all of these products are commoditized products? A pair of shoes commoditized, Coke commoditized, Gatorade drinks commoditized. But what are they trying to do? They are adding something to it to make it premium, right? They are trying to personalize it and they try to customize it. So what does that tell me? That tells me that personalization will be ultimate marketing. So if the managements are trying so hard to add the premium value to their products, what do you think that they are going to ask marketers to do next? Obviously, they want the personalization and the customization also expanded to the marketing landscape. And in order to do that, we all know the backend integration is very important. If the backend is not connected, it's very, very hard to do any kind of customization and also personalization. And personalized marketing also needs to be tailored for different form factors and also different connected devices, right? So before, when I write this third bullet, I was thinking, yeah, personalization, let's just do it for different form factors, from tablets to phones to actually desktop. Nope, we probably have to tailor that for different connected devices as well. So how does that impact agencies and also media companies? Predictive analytics ads. If you are actually selling ads to the clients, you have to beef up your technology capability. How do you anticipate people's need? Retargeting and programmatics is doing that. Chances are it needs to be optimized a whole lot more. Backend integration is necessary. Again, there also needs to be aware that personalization marketing tailored for different connected devices. All right, let's do a quick.
So share a Coke. What did it really take to make it happen?
One very different type of brief.
Five of the best agencies that we work with in the region pitching on the idea.
They presented a really big idea.
She knew we would have trademark issues.
At least 20 late night hours with Atlanta.
25 separate risk assessment meetings.
And one massive global brand exception.
150 submissions to our marketing approvals committee.
4,000 hours of talking to Coca-Cola Amatil stakeholders individually.
4 weeks to find a machine that could print the names on the can.
40 hours to get the code read right.
225 trademark searches to check the names.
2,302 artworks.
303,669 point of sale pieces nationally.
Every single word reviewed and approved by senior management.
We had to put a profanity filter together with every single name under the sun that could offend someone within Australia.
There were 5,287 words that we didn't really want on our cans or projected onto Australia's best known outdoor site.
There were naughty words.
50 or 60 pages worth of profanity.
Added a couple of my own in there.
Can you imagine? Everything I'm sharing right now, it looks so easy, right? They personalize it, and we got a bottle of Coke, say Pam. It was fantastic. But behind that, it took them months, working with the corporate marketing team, working with legal, working with everybody just to get that approved. They also have to work with the manufacturing. So they make it look so easy, but in reality, it's not. So I'm going to say that to Red Bull as well. They make it so easy. But in reality, there's so much logistics to make that you have to consider to make that big jump, right? So I just want to make sure with you, I just want to share with you, if the team, the product team, can go through this kind of challenges, overcome the challenges to do this, they will expect marketing to do something similar. They're going to expect us to jump up the hoop just like this. Okay? I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying that the amount of work, they have to move the mountain to make that happen. It's hard. It's not easy. So let's do a quick recap. Voice is how next generation searches. 50 billion devices will be connected. Personalization is ultimate marketing. But these are only three trends. I got two more to go. With everything that we do on a daily basis, our cell phone, we generate huge amount of data. Everything we do on social media, every text we send, the photos that we take, there's a huge amount of data has been generated, right? And in the past, we don't have that kind of data. Even just back 7 years ago, we don't have that kind of data. Now we have this kind of data, it's so massive, we can actually use those kind of data to train our computer to think differently. We can train them because those data can teach them in terms of how we think. Right, so you know where I'm coming from? Artificial intelligence. So how does that impact marketing? McCann Japan actually presented a case this year in May in London. Okay. They created a bot. They call it AICD bot. AI, artificial intelligence. CD, creative director. I am not kidding. Oh boy, yep. So they took all the award-winning commercials in the past 10 years. They analyzed it humanly, analyzed why these ads won, and listed multiple different categories, and entered that information to that bot. Okay? So the bot understand what are some of the tricks to create award-winning commercials. And then what they did next is they actually pitted AICD bot against their most famous creative director in McCann. Okay. So they ask the bot, they enter a creative into the bot. It's for Clorets, a chewing gum. And the information they want to communicate is the instant refresh breath that will last for 10 minutes. That's the message they want to communicate. They did a manual creative, and they enter into the bots, and the bots will come up with a creative concept. Of course, the human needs to bring that creative concept to life. So I'm going to show you two videos, and I want to ask you, which one is created by the bot? And also, who won the contest? Okay? Are you guys ready? Next one. The copyright here just literally say instant, you know, breath refresh that lasts 10 minutes long. Now, commercial number one is what I showed earlier, right, a couple minutes ago, and then commercial number two is showing now. Which one is created by robot? One or two? One, say one. One, two. Okay. And the rest of it, you don't give a crap. Okay, I got it. The first one is created by robot. Okay. The second one was actually created by the creative director. By the way, who won? Number two, the one created by human, created by the creative director, won it was a very narrow margin. So it's a 54 versus 46. So it's a human versus robot. You know what? Human, one. Robot, zero. For today. What I'm trying to say is, can you imagine now the creative supposed to be the human's, you know, is the marketing's final frontier. Literally nobody should touch that. That's supposed to be ours, right? Because we are creative, but now the robot is actually doing it. That's not cool. And I will be interested to actually see the next one, because they actually are optimizing the AICD bot, and they are actually selling that concept to their customers. And they want to pit that against the humans. Hard. Life is getting harder. So obviously, artificial guides decision-making, not just the creative development. So who actually use Waze to drive? I do, right? But do you know that whenever we hit a little button, say, hey, there's a police here, or there is an accident there, and there's heavy traffic, we are feeding the information to the bots. And artificial intelligence are calculating the route real time based on the information we are feeding to them. So AI is already here and guiding all decision making, including all drive, all driving. So with that being said, what's next? For marketers, even agencies, and also media companies, we will be encountered in terms of when we make decisions, how do we balance the decisions between the data or the information, the devices that gave to us versus our intuition? You're gonna run into that multiple times. Like, the data is gonna tell you to post on Wednesdays, but it was like, is that right? Based on my experience, my audience usually is not up this early on Wednesdays. Of course, you're gonna test and optimize, but you will constantly thinking about, is that right? That balance of artificial intelligence or data-driven decision versus your intuition. Okay. That is going to be more and more. You're gonna encounter that, and you will start talking to yourselves and also your team. Is this correct? Should we do something about this? All right, now I overwhelm all of you. Okay, you're like, seriously, Pam? Looks very depressing to me. I have to learn new skill sets, and the robot is taking over my job. Okay. We need some therapy session, and we need to start drinking. Seriously, kidding. But at the end of the day, it's back to the basics. There's some fundamental that has not changed. Right? We still have to make the call in terms of who is the audience, not necessarily robot. We still need to determine what we want to say, find. They probably can tell us what to say. But we still need to determine where to say it, how to say it, and when to say it. Right? So there's stuff that we as a human still need to make a decision. So 5 trends I share with you today, very briefly. Voice is how people search moving forward. Software will be built into everything. Personalization is ultimate marketing. Artificial intelligence guides decision making, and we will actually have that feeling of how to balance that moving forward, and the marketing fundamentals stay the same. So knowledge is power, but really moving forward, insight is power. Data, insight that will drive action. But like I said, there will be a lot of time left versus right brain and the heart versus our mind. It's a brave new world moving ahead, but at the same time, it's very, very familiar. You will find some familiarities while you walk on that journey. The best is yet to come, but the worst is also coming. That's going to be how we feel from time to time, but that's okay. That's totally okay. So at the end, what I want to say is embrace the brave new world. We will survive. That's us. We'll be fine. Live long and prosper. We will also thrive. So with that being said, if you want to receive this presentation, email me at pam@pamdinner.com. You can also Google me. I'm literally on every single channel. In the meantime, I wrote a boring book. It's called Global Content Marketing. And this book is a niche book, by the way. It's really targeted for, I would say, client side. And if you're working for global brands in the big enterprise, you want to scale content across the region, this book is about the process. So when you talk about process, boring, but it's actually very helpful in terms of you want to set a process in place. I have 3 copies here, and Sean has 2. If you feel that this will be beneficial for you, just come here and grab it. Okay? Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
I think we have time for one short question.
One short question. I think I scare all of them. Really, they probably don't have any question, period. Go ahead.
So my question's more focused just on the voice engine searching.
Yeah.
It seems as that continues to grow and more connected devices show up in people's homes, we're losing more of that branding and imagery that's associated
yes,
with
true.
Digital. So how do we incorporate or evolve branding into this next evolution of voice search?
Jamal was having a slide talking about say versus do. And I think moving forward with the voice recognition, there's probably a lot to say. I don't think image is going away anytime soon, right? I mean, we are visual sluts. No, I'm kidding. Did I just say that? Bad idea. I apologize if I offend anybody. I think moving forward, depending on how devices evolve, and the devices that we have right now, Alexa and the Google Home, is a voice recognition. Imagine this. Imagine a device that actually have a 3D visuals attached to it. You know, kind of like the Star Wars, right? Princess Leia basically said, you know what, we are in trouble. Remember, what did she say? There's a keyword that she said when she was talking and tried to get Obi-Wan Kenobi to actually come to rescue her. And there was a device. Yes, thank you, say that louder. That's right. But that's actually a device that have an image and also have a voice. So my take on this is the image is here to stay. Eventually, it's going to take a while, that we might build into a device if we are able to see that. I hope that answered your question. Thanks a lot, everyone.